Ah, this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Beer.
Well, I try tomorrow and I might stop beer, but my favorite drug is an ice cold beer. Beer, 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 beer.
It's time once again for the Silver Creek Sampler, brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Time for the Silver Creek Sampler, brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron. Now, today, I got the chance to sample Ballast Point Brewing Company. The beer was called Sculpin. It's an IPA. And after developing a taste for beer in college, founder Jack White decided to try making more interesting beer than he could find in the store or at a keg party. So he developed a talent for home brewing in his backyard and soon realized it wasn't easy to get access to the very supplies and ingredients that he wanted, nor did he have anyone with whom to trade ideas about brewing. In 1992, Jack opened Homebrew Mart, which he filled with supplies, ingredients, and conversation about every brewer needs to hear to make beer better at home. Soon after, he found a collaborator in Yusef Cherney, a fellow homebrewer with a similar passion and a set of homebrewing awards to boot. Together, they decided to open a backroom brewery out of Homebrew Mart in 1996 called Ballast Point Brewing. Hence, that's where it was born. Jack and Yusef's philosophy has always been doing what they love and making what they love to drink. So naturally, they named the beers after something they loved as much as brewing, fishing. Today, many of the beers are named for fish or fishing terms, and the labels have fish on them as well. Just to pay homage to the brewery's origin and always as a reminder to do what you love. So once again, we had the Sculpin, and it was an IPA. I thought this was a great beer. It really was. So when he first poured it out, it gave a really thick, foamy head. It was very warm, full yellow color, which is kind of surprising. I expected it to be more of a light, transparent color, but no, it was fairly full and kind of dark. A very robust aroma right out of the bottle. I mean, you crack that thing and you could just smell the hops and the spices. There, I couldn't even count how many flavors there actually were. And then when you took that first sip, it hits you right in the teeth. It had so many flavors, I couldn't keep count. And it just had this really hoppiness to it. But it wasn't overwhelming. It really wasn't. It had a great punchy hop flavor with little aftertaste. I mean, you kind of had it linger around with some spice, warm feelings. But it wasn't unpleasant by any means. It was hoppy, but at a good balance point. This beer debuted in 2005, and it's a great example of what got him into brewing into the first place. After years of experimenting, they knew hopping and ale at five separate stages would produce something very special. The result ended up being a gold medal winning IPA, whose inspired use of hops creates hints of apricot, peach, mango, and lemon flavors, but still packs a bit of a sting, just like a sculpin fish. Beer Advocate score of a 98 out of 100, as in a world-class must-try beer. I can completely agree. 7% alcohol by volume and 70 IBU. I would totally give this one a You Need to Try This award because it was a lot of fun. Ashley of Mackinac is our winner for the Silver Creek Sampler. They're going to be getting a gift certificate for Silver Creek Liquor. They're on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.